Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Halloween is almost upon us, and Sacramento's Rogue Music Project is diving right into the spirit with Creep, a cabaret that's spooky, sensual, and a little silly. Expect spine-tingling arrangements of familiar tunes that promise to thrill and entertain. This unique show brings together some of the city's top talent, including Cap Radio's own Jennifer Reason, who's also the music director for the Rogue Music Project, and Omari Tao, the group's co-founding artistic director. Jennifer and Omari have joined us in the studio to share more about their paranormal production. Omari, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jen, it's great to have you as always.
Always lovely to be here, Alan.
So I'm curious with what Halloween production, whether film or play or music or anything, had a major impact on each of you. Jen, let's start with you.
Great. So, of course, it's Nightmare on Elm Street, right? That's the first Halloween anything I saw. And I was like, this is terrifying. I'm terrified. And then I saw Sweeney Todd on stage. I was like, oh my gosh, this is what live terrifying looks like. And so those kind of morphed together in my head, I think. And since then, I've just wanted to recreate the terrifying.
Very cool. Omari, what Halloween feature had a big impact on your life?
Well, you know, my mom loved scary movies growing up, so we saw a lot of scary movies. Of course, I was too young to be watching some of those things, so it would cover my eyes when it got to the blood and guts and stuff. But I think it was anywhere from Nightmare on Elm Street, definitely super, super scary. But also, I think just the psychological thrillers like The Shining with the spirits and stuff, that really, really was just, it got me. It really affected me in a great way, I think, just to find out that this kind of storytelling could be done. I loved it.
I saw The Exorcist when I was under 10.
Oh,
and
no.
When her head twists around and then the green phlegm comes out, I was like, okay, I'm going to bed. I think I was up the entire night.
Yes.
So let's talk about this production, Creep. How did the concept come together for a spooky cabaret? Omari, let's start with you.
Well, we've been doing these Halloween cabarets for some years now. They sort of morphed out of a cabaret on K with another organization. And it was kind of one of the things that helped us form as a group. We started putting together songs that we were interested in. We had a good theme. We also do sort of an anti-Valentine's Day concert. So having a theme like Halloween really helped us to sort of dig into the repertoire and find great songs that we loved doing. And we are now just sort of getting back into making these concerts happen more regularly. So it just made sense that Halloween would be one of the first big ones that we embarked upon. And we've done it before with much success and had a great time. So we thought we'd bring it back.
And Jen, what's the origin story of Creep from your vantage point?
Sure. Well, I'm the music director, so I'm in charge of making the spooky music happen. And of course, you should be thinking of Creep, the Radiohead song. We will reference it, but there's going to be an overarching narrative that Omari has done a brilliant job in creating. It is got that psychological spooky, and we've taken all songs you know, but we've turned them into terrible, twisted, dark versions of themselves. So you'll just have to come see and hear.
So what are some of those influences? What influenced the show?
I think the movies that we just said, I think that we love doing cabarets. We love silly cabarets. We love sexy cabarets. A lot of us have musical theater, and actually all of us have musical theater and stage background. So the inspiration is creating an immersive experience. It's going to really hit you with all the feels, I think.
I think some people may have heard the term cabaret and have a general sense of it,
sure.
But can you help people understand the difference between cabaret and just a different kind of musical?
Absolutely. So a musical is usually one thing. Like you see the Music Man and it's the songs from the Music Man. A cabaret usually pulls songs from all sorts of areas and puts those different songs together to tell a unique story.
Very cool.
Yeah, there's also kind of a little bit of repartee thrown in there. We kind of joke and talk with the audience as well to sort of string them all together. A little less narrative, a lot more fun.
It's also an excuse to wear ridiculous costumes.
Well, and the audience is encouraged to dress up.
Oh,
right?
Please, like, bring it.
Definitely.
Let's see what you got.
Omari, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What is your personal background in music and performance?
Just like this cabaret, I'm all over the place. So started with some, you know, singing in the church and then singing in school choirs and then musicals and opera and concert music and things like that. So I've done a lot of different things around my goal of being involved with music education. I'm a professor of vocal music at Cosumnes River College, but I also sort of have performed. I did a Broadway tour of The Lion King. I did some opera work at Houston Grand Opera in their education outreach department as a director, as a performer. So I bring a lot of different aspects of music and theater to this little company of ours. And that's sort of what my background and my sort of contemporary life has sort of all been about, constantly moving in and out of the arts as I see fit. I kind of wanted to break all the rules and just sort of do it all, a little of this, a little of that.
And building off of what Jen said, what do you love about performing in a good cabaret show?
Well, any cabaret is a great opportunity to storytell, and I just love storytelling. And then when you get a chance to work with these particular artists, Kerry Hennessy, Kevin Doherty, and Sarah Fitch, and of course Jennifer Reason, we are telling incredible, unique little tiny stories and then put them together for a bigger story. It's a dream when you're on stage with great talent and great material. So it's just a wonderful playground.
So let's talk about the production company. For people who aren't aware of the group you co-founded, what is the Rogue Music Project?
Rogue Music Project, in short, is really kind of a miniature troupe slash opera company slash media presentation organization. Well, we started off as a group of friends that said, you know, there was a place that we wanted to sort of fill the hole of opera in on the fringe, sort of these interesting stories that are told in these epic ways. Some of them are small, some of them are site specific. There's just so much great material out there, and there's also kind of a lot of great artists who are creating things here in our community. We wanted to be that kind of organization that could help bring those things to life. We wanted to do more work that we thought was missing, that we wanted to be a part of, that wasn't happening. And so we got together and said, hey, let's start a 501c3. I think it really is that. It's just sort of that organization that strives to sort of provide a voice, a place for those pieces that aren't getting on the big stage. And we just happen to have the time, energy, love, passion for it, and are making it happen.
So, Jen, what is this term, your kind of tagline, opera classical on the fringe? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, on the fringe. Well, I think a lot of people say, oh, I don't like opera, or they've never seen an opera. And on the fringe, I think, is exactly what Omari just said. It's showing people that opera can be extremely relevant. It can be a cabaret. It can be a blend of styles, and it can tell stories and bring up social issues that are extremely relevant to us today. So the on the fringe is like maybe the established companies are not staging those yet. So we're doing it until they do.
Fun. And let's talk about Creep. What's challenging about creating a show like this?
Well, always writing something from the very beginning is very hard. And we're incorporating seven people because we have a band as well. So communicating the vision in a way that a drummer and a bassist and a singer and all of those people can uniquely understand at the same time, that's probably the biggest challenge, is saying the vision clearly.
let's talk about that vision, Omari. What is the vision, and what will success look like to you?
For Creep, the vision is having a good time around some music. I think you said it well when you introduced us. We're taking these songs that people know by and large, but in many ways, we're sort of focusing in on lyrics and text. Some songs we bop to and dance to and have a great time, and we don't always know exactly what's happened in that text. And so we're taking some very familiar ideas and then making the listener focus and sort of say, oh, wow, that is rather creepy. And we're playing with that in a playful way. And in some ways, we're also finding that little poignant sort of gem in the midst of the song as well. So we hope people have a really great time sort of on this little journey with us as we, play with the holiday. It's a holiday in which we get to explore and celebrate the kind of that area of theater and drama that is more scary, more spooky, more creepy, not just the funny, silly haha, but we'll have plenty of that. But we also have that other area in which we can really dive a little deeper.
I'm never going to hear Maya Sharona the same again. Let me just tell you, it's ruined.
So let's talk about, what is that gem in the song that Omari mentioned? Like, what does that mean for you, Jim?
Well, when you put it into the context of an otherwise creepy show, the lyrics take on this other dark nature where you hear it from the flip side and you're actually like, actually, this is terrifying. It's not okay that the song says this. This is predatory. So, and you'll have to come and see, like, there's at least 5 songs where I will never hear them the same, truly.
You know, when Spotify started putting up lyrics for the songs, I started going back to Rolling Stone songs that I love and hearing them like for the first time.
Yes. You're like, wait a minute, is that what this is about?
It was horrifying. Sometimes it was misogynistic. Sometimes it was like violent, like deeper social commentary even.
Absolutely. We pulled some Rolling Stones for that exact reason.
And tell us what else, what else can folks look forward to in our last minute?
Tell them, Omari, the costumes.
Well, I mean, what else can they look forward to? We're going to be singing. They're going to hear a little repartee. Some fun things that will happen in between the songs. I think that's one thing they'll look forward to. We'll of course, have some ridiculous looks as well. Some fun outfits to go along with this look for the holiday. I like to leave it up for the surprise. I mean,
the surprise
I think
of
you're
you hate all your favorite songs.
Yes, but also, I mean, I think you're going to hear some incredible singing.
You are.
Some incredible singers up on the stage doing some incredible stuff.
And Jen, remind us where it's playing. How can people get tickets?
Sure. This is at the Warehouse Artist Lofts on Thursday. There's 2 seatings. I believe it's 6:15 and 8. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Omari.
But 6 and 8:15.
Oh, there you go. See, I needed to know that too. 6 and 8:15. And tickets are available at our website. So you can just Google Rogue Music Project and they'll be right there at the top.
And just in our last 30 seconds, tell me about the venue itself. What kind of venue is it? What kind of mood does it bring?
I'll let Omari take that.
This is the Warehouse Artist Lofts that a lot of people have heard about here in Sacramento. It's a home for various artists of various types in the community. And we have on the second floor a fabulous courtyard and community room where we take and do concerts, events, and things like that. So we're taking this over and making it into our spooky concert venue, centrally located downtown. There's so much happening in the area. Before and after our show that people will be able to enjoy as well.
Well, you have the option to have a VIP table if you want as well.
Well, that sounds exciting. I don't know if I can afford VIP, but I'm going to try to make this show.
Yay.
Jen, Omari, thank you so much for coming
on
today.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
That's Cap Radio's Jennifer Reason, who is also the music director for the Rogue Music Project, and Omari Tao, the group's co-founding artistic director, talking about their upcoming Halloween-inspired show, Creep. And to really embrace the mood of it, we're going to go out listening to Radiohead's version. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.